Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Check it, the City of Pride. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35-plus years now of being often imitated but never duplicated, here I sit high atop my throne, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction. He is, of course, Scott Cuddy, our executive producer here. My name is Pedro Fernandez, 35-plus years now, doing Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Today I've got an ass-kicking show, straight up. I mean, we're talking about knockouts. We'll hear from Demetrius Andrade, fresh off a 12-round shutout of an opponent that was... They came game, but he just wasn't in the same league. Bottom line is, Larry Merchant will be here as well. Of course, the retired HBO godfather, Francis Ngannou, the heavyweight monster. Well, his terror just continues. Last night, Junior Dos Santos didn't last but like a minute and 6 seconds. Last time was Cain Velasquez in 27 seconds. So, two former champs in less than a minute and a half. The guy's a monster, no doubt about it. We'll also hear from a female monster. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a positive way. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes, 135-pound, 145-pound women's champion. The woman that knocked out Chris Cyborg Santos. The woman that made me, sheesh me, I fret her. In other words, of all the women in the world, you know, fighting, you know, you get an opportunity to maybe beat this one, beat that. But you couldn't beat Chris Santos. You just couldn't be. No way you could beat Cyborg Santos, right? Amanda went out there and knocked her out in the blink of an eye. Straight up, Amanda Nunes will talk about the fact that, well, she wanted the rematch. Did Cyborg want the rematch? That and a whole lot to talk about today on today's show. Open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. The text line, text the studio. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent, sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
And now today's Valero Minute. Top-tier detergent gasoline is the premier standard for gasoline performance, endorsed by seven of the world's top automakers. But why top-tier? Top-tier detergent gasoline reduces deposits on critical engine parts, which hurts engine performance. And top-tier detergent gasoline contains higher levels of cleaning additives to keep a vehicle's intake system clean, improve mileage, reduce emissions, and provide unsurpassed anti-corrosion protection. And now a word from Valero.
Clean living. Most
sometimes it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds like hillbilly music. I'm just kidding. On the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, the undefeated lad, of course, our ace. I'm talking about Johnny Signorella. And Johnny, let's start off with Demetrius Andrade. We had him on yesterday's show, of course, highlighting the zone last night. Couldn't have done much better as far as pitching a shutout is concerned. But after putting that guy down in the first round, Mr. Selecki said he didn't want to have no more, huh?
Andrade came out like a house on fire, looked really impressive. But I tell you what, Maychak Zaleski last night was not throwing many punches. And for me, Demetrius Andrade, after the fourth round, was having a hard time getting Maychak to engage with him. And the thing was, you know, you saw him trying to clown a little bit, Andrade, putting his hands down, trying to set traps, because Zaleski, even though he was in front of him, Maychak Zaleski was, he didn't let his hands go. And therefore, it's hard. If you're a counterpuncher like Demetrius Andrade is, and a guy that, you know, works off his reflexes and athleticism, and you have a guy in front of you that's not really throwing, man, it's hard to look good. But he did pitch a shutout last night, and I think we get Triple G next in November.
Triple G in November. Now, when we talk about Gennady Golovkin, he's also signed with the zone as well, right?
Yes, sir.
So, in other words, these guys, if they want the big money, have they got to go with the zone? I mean, are they compelled? Do they have another? Is there another way to a multi-million-dollar clash with Canelo without signing with the zone?
Absolutely not. And I know
absolutely not.
Different weight class. Absolutely not. You know, I know it's a completely different weight class. I'm about to mention a guy who just signed with the zone, Juan Francisco Estrada, who, in my opinion, is a top 10 pound for pound guy, just also signed with the zone. So they're really putting these guys, you know, putting divisions together, the names together in the divisions that matter the most. Middleweight is certainly one of them. You know, we had mentioned G being there. Canelo's there. Danny Jacobs is there. You know, the top guys are certainly there. And I think that Demetrius Andrade gets Triple G next in November.
Wow. Okay. So we went through Andrade. How about Mr. Charlo? How did Mr. Charlo look last night?
Not so great. You know, he went 12 rounds with Brandon Adams at 160 pounds. Charlo remains still unbeaten, 21 KOs. But you got to take a guy like Brandon Adams out, man. No, I mean, at this point, you know, you got these guys, where these aforementioned middleweights that we're talking about making the big bucks on DAZN. Charlo's calling these names out, but do the people really want to see it? I mean, you're carrying Brandon Adams 12 rounds, man. You know, I mean, no disrespect to Brandon. He won last season's contender. He's a guy that now stands at 21-3, 13 KOs. But he's so much smaller. Did you see the size difference?
Yeah.
You know, against Charlo last, I'm like, man, you know, we talk about this all the time. We have a smaller man in front of us. We're going to roughhouse you, man. We're going to pin you to the ropes. We're going to get you in a corner. We're going to pound on you. And Charlo just doesn't fight that way. So he really didn't do much for me last night on that Showtime card from Houston.
Size matters in two things, folks, in two things only: combat sports and pornography. Now, I want to mention this back to Andrade just for a second, because somebody just shot me a text here. I thought it was pretty cute that Andrade wore a bulletproof vest, but the guy didn't have any bullets in his gun. Is that
That's clever. That's pretty good.
All right, well, he did, folks. We're talking about the video. He did run it, wear a bulletproof vest into the ring. Anyway, tell me about the wrestling. Now, what about Charlo and that body of his? Anthony Joshua sort of had that same look, and it doesn't look natural to me.
I agree with you there. I mean, he looks like he's chiseled and sculpted from stone. A lot of muscle at 160 pounds. And I think that's why he gets tired. We saw last night he was getting tired against Brandon Adams. And Adams had his moments, little pockets of success late in the fight. And that's muscle fatigue, man. There's no reason why a young kid like such as Charlo should be getting tired. You know, I mean, his cardio should be amazing. He looks excellent, but that's a lot of muscle to carry. In terms of the rest of the weekend, on Friday night, my man Richard Comey in the lightweight division knocks out Ray Beltran in the eighth round. Do we get Teofimo Lopez next? Man, that would be an amazing fight. But Richard Comey's definitely got to look at, folks, standing at 29, 2, and 26 KOs. That was on ESPN.
Who was that guy, the picture I sent you? Who was that? That little
picture.
I sent you a picture on a text, and I said to you, God, this guy's got a funny-looking body. Who was that guy? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I don't think I received the picture. My phone's been funny today, though.
I was talking about it a few days ago. Anyway, Friday night at Rob, Chad Dawson came back. How'd he look?
Ugh. I didn't watch that.
Okay, time out. Here's another guy. Here's another guy I would say the same thing for. Joseph Parker fought. How'd that look?
I actually watched it. I'm ashamed to admit I watched it. I like Joe Parker, but, I mean,
he sucks.
He got his KO last night.
He's terrible. He should be arrested for impersonating a Samoan or a Tongan guy, man. Those guys are supposed to be warriors. He fights like a ballerina.
Can you tell me how you really feel, Pedro? But, no, I tell you what, you're right. He's a guy I want to like, but he just doesn't do it. I'm rooting for him, you know? He's like my little engine that could. It's like, come on, buddy. I like you. I like your personality. I like your vibe. But guess what? You know, he just doesn't get it done. He did knock out Alex Leopie last night. But come on, Leopie's a pie. Like Shannon Briggs calls him. He ain't nothing but a pie, you know? So Leopie definitely last night looking like a pie, looking the part. And he definitely ate some shots late, and Parker stopped him. But where does it go for Parker? I can't consider him a top 10 guy. I'm sorry. I mean, and people are like, top 10? That's a little, you know, harsh, no? Look at the heavyweight division right now, man. There's a lot of guys out there. There's a lot of guys coming out. A lot of guys with unbeaten records coming up. Daniel Dubois, even though I don't think highly of Joe Joyce, is one of them. So, yeah, the heavyweight division looking good.
WBA Super Flyweight Champion is 115 pounds. Khalid Yafai, 26-0, 15 whacks. Outpointed Norbelo Jimenez last night to remain the champ in a 12-round affair. Of course, that was in Providence, Rhode Island as well. How did the crowd look for Andrade's homecoming?
Pretty solid, man. They were definitely rocking and rolling and into it. A little late in the fight, you saw them a little fatigued because they weren't getting
it
the
was
same
long.
Thing every round. Yeah, hey, if you're getting the same thing every round, it's long to sit there. You know, the concession guy stops coming around after about the eighth round. In the main event, so you're out of beer, you're out of nuts, you know, it gets a little boring if you're not getting that proper finish, but they showed up and supported him last night.
Okay, who was the guy last week that smoked the Puerto Rican again in that WBA fight? I don't know, what weight was that, where Machado got beat? Who was the guy, Cancillo, was that the guy that beat him?
Andy Cancillo, yes, Andy Cancillo, I love this guy, blue-collared. And he's going to be problems for anyone around that weight class, man, because he packs his lunch and he comes to fight at 130. I'd like to see him against a Miguel Burchett. That's my guy there, unbeaten guy. If you have not seen him, guys, look him up on YouTube. He's got some sensational fights. And there's some names down there.
So like what belt does he have?
Oh, I think he's got a WBA, but then again, that's an educated guess because the WBA has about 97,000 belts.
I have one. I have one.
Participants. I think I have one, too.
Yeah, exactly. Scott Cuddy's got one. Everybody's got a WBA belt. Listen, if you'll pay the fees, the WBA will get you a title.
Right. I heard Scott got the silver, regular, basic WBA world championship title scrap. So congratulations recently on that victory.
Straight up, hour number two, of course, we'll switch gears a bit and talk about the world of mixed martial arts. Last night, real quick, Francis Ngannou needing less than a minute and 10 seconds to take care of Junior Dos Santos. A little scary, huh?
He puts his hands on you, Ngannou does, and you go night-night. You go night-night, and I tell you what, I love the way he clapped his ear. He caught him, and then Dos Santos turns his back, and what did Ngannou do? He just kept hitting that ear over and over and over and over again. And I tell you what, that's killer instinct. He's got power, and he's got killer instinct.
We are 6 days away from the Lioness. She'll probably steal the show next week. I'm talking about Amanda Nunes. Of course, she'll be featured in hour number two as well. Johnny Sigg, all the best. Talk to you in hour number two.
Absolutely. Can't wait, guys.
That's the ace, folks, the undefeated lad from Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35-plus years now of radio, baby. Must be doing something right, huh? I think so. You're tuned to Ring Talk 30. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The text line. I got some texts for Larry Merchant here. Text line, the studio text line. Here's the number. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 211, and like 1,000 other or 97,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, we are it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Godfather, a very good morning to you, sir.
And it is a very good morning down here in Santa Monica.
How's the godmama?
Oh, we're both doing good. We're getting ready to go on a trip up to Seattle and Washington to see some friends for a week or so.
Cool.
Seattle's a great city, and we're going to hang out and do a little touring and maybe get on a ship and go somewhere in the islands. Looking forward to it.
You know, I did the Seattle Showdown or something like that for Turner Broadcasting. They were having something going on there up there during some Goodwill games. I think it was the first ever Goodwill games back in 1990. And I remember the guy gave me the check, and it was like a $5,000 check, Godfather. I was so happy that I made $5,000 in a week. And I'm saying to myself, yeah, you did good. Patting myself on the back, went off to Hawaii, and the check bounced. Boxing. I mean, I got the money back, but only in boxing. Anyway, the word is now that Canelo Alvarez, the world middleweight champion, the once beaten, of course, king of boxing's pay-per-view, or box office, the box office king, is going to take on Sergey Kovalev. That seems to be the fight that's sort of semi-set. What do you think of that?
Sounds crazy to me, to tell you the truth. It sounds like a bargaining position, that he's in a negotiation with a Triple G, that there's been some discussions of fights with other middleweights, and they're thinking, well, what's his options? How? Where else can he make some serious money? Well, and so they're talking about fighting a light heavyweight, and I think it would be just really crazy.
But they could pull one of those Ray Leonard moves, like make the guy come in like at 115 pounds or something. You know, remember they made Donnie Lalonde come down to 168? So, I mean, you know, they can make it for the money.
I don't know. It doesn't sound real to me. Maybe I'm out of touch. But, you know, why wouldn't he want to fight guys like Jamal Charlo?
Showtime, Godfather. That's why, because Showtime and Al Heyman, I think those guys froze themselves out by signing with Heyman.
Well, that's always a problem in the modern era of boxing economics. But if a fight is big enough, and any fight with Canelo is big enough, because by definition, fighters like Charlo, who's a good fighter, have never made anywhere near the kind of money they can make for fighting as the B side against Canelo.
Are we any closer to this Anthony Joshua, Andy Ruiz rematch? And you know, as much as I dissed Andy Ruiz for his physical appearance, I watched the fight again the other day, and It was a masterful for little performance for the guy. I mean, I got to give him real props for that.
It was, and as the fight went on, I was sitting there thinking, okay, what if he wins this fight and there's a rematch? What can
Joshua
do? And I thought, I'm not sure. For a while, within boxing, I think it's fair to say that Diaz was fat-shamed, that he wasn't getting opportunities because television executives didn't know of who he was. He had not beaten a real serious opponent, and he didn't look the part. He looked like a roly-poly guy who had to get back into the gym and take off 15 or 20 pounds. And they were not going to put a guy like that in because he doesn't look the role of a serious heavyweight. So that really delayed the opportunities out there for him, even though when you looked at him, as I did in Macau on an undercard fight, I thought, wow, this guy's got fast hands and he's got some serious ability, but he's a fat guy. And that in some way can hurt an athlete if he doesn't look like an athlete.
Well, he went 110-5 as an amateur, fighting as a heavyweight. Those are some pretty good credentials. Talk about, of course, a young man that's being well-received by both the Mexican and the Mexican-American community. They're talking about the rematch now in MSG or Cardiff, Wales, one or the other. Was that loss enough for the Brits to give up on that guy, for them to say, you know, he's not what
not,
we...
No. Why do you give up on a guy after one fight who has fought some very good fights? Why do you give up on a guy who's had one setback in any form or shape of life?
Godfather, because you question his intestinal fortitude, his stones. When he went back to that corner there and put his hands up on the ropes.
I'm sorry, Joe Louis got knocked out by Max Schmeling before he knocked Schmeling out.
No, but Joe didn't exhibit the same body behavior, the same body language that Joshua did when he went back to that corner.
I don't know, because I wasn't there and I haven't seen all the footage, but the fact of the matter is he got wasted by a smaller man, a light heavyweight. Be that as it may, there have been many occasions where elite fighters have lost and then come back and beaten the guy in a rematch. Now, I'm not going to discount either fighter, no matter what happens in the rematch. It's okay if you lose and you make a good effort, and we'll see if Joshua can make why would they come back to the U.S.? Well, if they're going to fight in October or November, and it would be an outdoor fight in Britain, and I don't know, you can have an outdoor fight in Britain in that time of year.
Interesting. We're talking with Larry Merchant. Of course, the possibility of the imminent rematch taking place is probably where you want to put your money, because Andy Ruiz against anybody else, well, I don't know. And Anthony Joshua against anybody else.
I'm sorry. I want to see Ruiz fight Wilder. I want to see him fight Fury. I think he's a colorful and in a way still mysterious but potent factor in the heavyweight division. I think he adds something. I don't think he subtracts anything. He may wind up subtracting Joshua. But he's made an important statement, and I accept that statement.
I agree, but the whole point being is I think they should do the rematch in order to prove it wasn't a fluke. I mean,
apparently they're going to do the rematch, and maybe they'll have a trilogy. What's so bad about that?
Nothing at all, no doubt about that. Was Chad Dawson one of your broadcast partners at HBO?
No.
I guess he was with Showtime. Anyway, Chad Dawson was back last night, won an 8-round decision. The guy's got to be, like, as old as me. I mean, pretty close to it. Like,
nobody's as old as you, Pedro.
Okay. Well, Godfather, good Lord, that's pretty cold. Anyway, Joseph Parker was in action last night. No big deal there. As far as the future of the middleweight division was concerned, and I asked Johnny Sigdahl, I'll ask you the same question. Can these guys get into a Canelo fight without being part of the Zone family?
You know, I don't know. What experience shows us is that when a fight is big enough, that the two sides find a way to make it. Canelo is the heavyweight champion of the box office, and he can call the shots, and the fighters ought to be making noise and are trying to make noise. By the fighters, I'm talking about, Charlo,
Andrade,
Jamal Charlo, and Andre. And I have to assume that eventually the fight will get made, but maybe I'm wrong.
Larry, another text coming in for you here. It's 35 minutes past the hour. What makes a hometown decision? What is a hometown decision in boxing? I know what it means, but what does it mean to you?
I think that the hometown decision is one of the foundations of boxing. And what I mean by that is this. If there is a hometown fighter who, for one whatever reason, has excited the fans in the hometown so that he can fight there, maybe it's his style, maybe they connect with him because of his ethnicity, maybe it's his personality, but whatever the chemistry is that enables a guy to attract an audience, and that means attract fights that he wants to be in at home, it helps him. Why does it help him? Because the crowd wants to see him win, because the promoter wants to see him win, and in what is, I would describe as, a fairly close fight, he's going to get the benefit of the doubt in one or two close rounds, and that'll be the difference. That's a hometown decision if you get the benefit of the doubt in close rounds. Now, sometimes in the storied, meaning corrupt history of boxing, more than that has gone on for the hometown decision.
Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we'll continue our conversation with the Godfather, Larry Merchant.
That's all I want to fight is serious challenges. We got respect for each other, mutual respect fighter to fighter. But when it comes down to competition, we're both beasts, we're both lions in the jungle. And the best man has to win. So if Dylan wants to fight here, he's more than welcome as well.
Losing hair sucks. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Whack. You know who you're talking to, right? I do the whack in there, buddy.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
Demetrius Andrade there. He does the whacking, baby. Knocked his man down in the first round last night, went to a 12-round shutout decision in his hometown of Providence, Rhode Island. Of course, a town formerly owned by Vinny Pazienza. Straight up, we're talking boxing. Of course, the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather, is online from Southern California, Larry Merchant. And Larry, Keith Thurman and Manny Pacquiao, the odds are minus 110 on both guys. It's an even fight. How can it be an even fight? One guy's like 15 years younger than the other guy. I'm not, maybe not 15, but pretty close to it.
It's an even fight because the odds are made not only on who the odds makers think will win, they're made on who the odds makers know will be backed by his supporters. And Manny Pacquiao has a lot a more visceral emotional support than Thurman does. I'm not pushing anybody to bet on the fight, but I think that's a steal for Thurman.
I was going to say the same. You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I think that minus 110 on Keith Thurman against Manny Pacquiao at this point in time, it seems like you're stealing money. But then you've got people that tell me, the squares tell me in Starbucks and this and that, and, you know, Manny Pacquiao's got a hell of a shot. He's left-handed. He's this. He's that. You know, the same reasons they had thinking that Ali would beat Liston, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that the old guy would come back and have one more great fight left in him. I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think so either, but I know there's been enough times in the past where that's happened that you can't dismiss the idea.
True.
Pacquiao is one of the great fighters of his time or any time, and people have seen him fight so bravely and so well over the years that it's very understandable that they'd want to back him. And he won his last fight against a younger opponent.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they know Thurman very well. But my guess is that 10 minutes before the fight, Thurman will be a bigger favorite because the smart money comes in, and it will support Thurman.
The Hall of Famer Larry Merchant is our guest. Got a question here for the Godfather, retired HBO Godfather. Will you please ask the Godfather about his involvement in Aviva Kempner's documentary on Mo Berg and any comments on Mr. Berg? Who was Mr. Berg?
Mo Berg is now, after having two documentaries and a feature film on him made, the best-known, least-known Major League ball player of all time, and rightly so. Mo Berg went directly from Princeton, where he was an All-American baseball player, back in the early 1920s, 100 years ago, and was signed by Brooklyn, and spent 15 years in the Major Leagues, and was a very good defensive catcher and a kind of a coach in the bullpen and so on. And it turned out that in World War II, he was one of America's most famous spies, which was unknown for a long time, and because spies are not supposed to be known. And that he had one extraordinary event in his career when he was supposed to find out what the Germans were doing about the atomic bomb and met the great German scientist Heisenberg, who was behind their effort, which had been stopped by Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler believed that the science, atomic physics science, that he called the Jewish science, because many of the atomic physicists involved with it, from Einstein forward, were Jews or partial Jews. And Moberg found this out while he had a license to actually kill Heisenberg at a famous meeting of physicists in Switzerland during World War II. And he didn't have to use it. I actually saw the gun that Moberg had at an auction in New York many years later. And I met Moberg several times, although he wouldn't talk to me. whenever I approached him, as did others, to talk to him about his wartime exploits, he would put his finger in front of his lips and say, which is a World War II sign of loose lips sink ships, and he wouldn't talk about it.
Good point.
But it turned out that he was this spy who did work for the U.S. and South America and presumably in Japan when he went when he was with an all-star team, which he had no business belonging to, went to Japan in the early 30s and took photos of the harbor in Tokyo that were off limits, and was an extraordinary character. There's never been anyone like him in all of sport. He spoke 10 languages, spoke and read 10 languages and dialects, and it was said in baseball that he spoke 10 languages and couldn't hit in any of them.
Extremely colorful story about Mr. Moberg. Godfather, you and the Godmama have a good weekend. Say hello to her for me and all the best.
Thank you, Pedro. Have a great weekend.
The great Larry Merchant telling stories only like the Hall of Famer can. Well, we go from Larry Merchant, last night's fight, of course, on DAZN, baby. If you haven't got DAZN yet, what can I say? You're a boxing fan. Just about everybody's rocking and rolling on DAZN now. So if you're a boxing fan and you're not getting DAZN, you're watching the fights delayed, maybe on YouTube or something like that. Don't want to do that. You're taking away the excitement of combat sports by not watching it live. And for like, I think, $19.99 a month now, I think you can join DAZN. Check it out, DAZN. That's what's happening. Anyway, last night, Demetrius Andrade, call him what you want. Bottom line is he's undefeated out of Providence, Rhode Island. Of course, the king of Providence, the current WBO middleweight champion, former WBO 154-pound champion, pitched a shutout over an opponent that was supposed to be game. But the bottom line is at the end of the night, it was all about Andrade.
This is a question for you and Paul. When you guys were preparing for Selecki, what did you guys see in him that you wanted to expose tonight?
Listen, my dad taught me everything I needed to know growing up in the amateurs. He's just a phone call away, you know? This camp, my dad had responsibilities to do here in Rhode Island, and, you know, Mike Veloz is the guy right now. Mike Veloz, we was in SNAC. We was in Florida for 4 weeks, 2 weeks in SNAC with Victor Conti, and my dad wasn't around. But my dad taught me everything I need to know. There's nothing else, you know, that my dad can't tell me that I can't adjust to. And I don't need my dad in there all the time. But the game plan is the same thing all the time. Work on me, establish the jab, angles, feet work, and the punches and combinations will come together. And all he has to say is what he needs to say for me to make the adjustments. You know, my dad is the best kept secret. Even sometimes give him one of those, but you know, he nothing but love for me, nothing but love from him, and hey, it is what it is, man. So we definitely had a great camp though, and hopefully this time around he can be around more often. But I like when he's not around though, because I'm saying,
I like when he's not around.
Like, oh my god, damn. I was like, Ed, you trying to sabotage my camp? Ed, why are you sending Paul? What? You trying to sabotage me?
Oh, I said, I figured you had to show up.
This Ed. Because a long time ago, right? A long time ago. Let me tell you where the story comes from. A long time ago, when I was with Adi and Joe, Style Boxing, Banner Promotions, the Zing Rich or something wanted me to come out for his camp. So my dad's like, oh, we need right here sponsors. We come out, blah, 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 blah. So the guy calls up Joe and Adi, he's like, what the f*** you trying to do? Sabotage my camp? Who is this poor Andre kid? Don't ever have him come. I don't want to be. It was just, and so that's where sabotage comes in. He's good for that.
Demetrius, you talked a lot with you and me, you know, your father's had a lot of arguments. This question to you, Eddie. Can you start making maybe bigger fights in terms of weight class? Two guys know people want to see you fight. Callum Smith, Danny Jacobs. If Canelo's not going to fight you, if Triple G's not going to fight you, do you maybe go, I'll take on Danny Jacobs? Yeah, we're friends, but business is business. Or do you go across the pond and take on Callum Smith in the best of 160 versus best of 168?
This is Billy Joe Saunders. If I decided to go up to 168, you know, he deserves a beating for me. So, that's something I would definitely be interested with, and we could talk to Eddie about it later on or however. But if I go up to 68, it's like, who else is there for me to really fight? Not Colin Smith. It will be an undefeated champion and an easy thing we could probably put together because it's both WBO sanctioning. And that's something that we was going to do beforehand, so that's something that's realistic.
And by the way, if he goes up to 68, they'll go up to 75. So that's what always happens. He had the 54 titles. They didn't want to fight him. They moved up middleweight. We moved up middleweight. We don't have to chase people. We don't have to keep increasing weight. We have a weight where he is the greatest at, and that's the weight we're going to stay at. We ain't chasing nobody. You know, the whole thing is, they're going to come up, they're going to put the money down, and they're going to say, look, let's do this fight eventually. You know, it's the fans that want to see it. They don't control
the know, man. Just do your job. Do your job. Tell everybody Canelo, Triple G. That's it. There's nothing more I can say. I'm ready to go. Go back home and say, Demetrius Andre needs to fight Canelo. Demetrius Andre needs to fight Triple G. That's the fights we need to see. Not going up or going down. That's it.
You think he's upset? Nah, not really. Just, you know, pumping things up. He's going to fight Triple G, looks like, in November. That'll be the fight, of course, on DAZN. Won't be anywhere else but DAZN. So if you want to watch his fight, you've got to hook up with DAZN. Of course, Canelo, the star of DAZN, going to hook it up with Sergey Kovalev. That's going to be interesting, 175 pounds or 168 pounds, if Canelo can get him to come down to 168. And the reason why I say if is it's been done in the past. In 1988, I believe, Sugar Ray Leonard, Khan, Donnie Lalonde, then the WBC 175-pound champion, light heavyweight title holder, one-armed bandit that he was, to come down to 168 and fight Leonard for both titles at 168 and 175. So when you're the guy that's in the driver's seat as far as, like, you know, the money's concerned, you can call the shots. Right now, Canelo's calling the shots. So will Kovalev cut off both testicles and maybe a knee and a leg, below the knee in order to make this fight happen? I think he will. I think he'd be stupid not to. There's no reason to sweat it. If he was to lose, he's going to make more money than he ever made in his life. And, folks, I got to tell you that, you know, I keep harping about this, but belts look good, you know. Belts look good, but belts get old. And money doesn't get old. And this is professional boxing, professional combat sports. You don't fight for belts. You fight to put money in the bank in order to, like, pay for your kids' college funds and things like that, in order to retire. But less than 1%, I think less than 5% of the boxers ever make a living on it, and less than 1% can retire as far as a living and having a big retirement fund, that kind of good stuff. So as a pension's concerned, boxers just don't have that. You make it or you don't. Bottom line is, most guys don't. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Can I keep going? iTunes, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. You're running out of breath here. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk live, baby.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check this out. This is Tower of Power. 2007, 2008, they did a greatest hits type of album, but it wasn't them. They did all these cover songs. This is one of them, Loveland. I think the South Watts 105th Street Band or something like that did it back in the day. But, man, Larry Bragg is now the lead singer of the Temptations. What a long ways from Executive Suite and me introducing him on Fisherman's Wharf in the 1990s. Man, a long way. Congrats to Larry Bragg, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Time to bring in the brain once again, of course, from Las Vegas. We'll talk about Johnny Signorella. And Johnny will, of course, talk about in hour number two, we'll talk about the upcoming fights in the world of mixed martial arts and boxing. But straight up, you know, Teofimo Lopez is going to be doing this thing next month. And he's an exciting fighter. Some guy by the name of Takai, who's fighting him now? A Japanese guy. Let me get this right. Of course, Rob Brandt's going to go on July the 12th, defending it in Japan against Ryota Murata. Of course, Murata being the Olympic silver medalist or gold medalist in 2012. They got smoked like a blunt. Rob Brandt upset him the first time. I hope Brandt does it again. But fighting in Japan, he's going to probably have to knock him out two or three different times. Teofimo Lopez, where did I see that fight? Teofimo Lopez. Anyway, he's going the 9th. Yeah, Teofimo Lopez going the 19th against Masuoshi Nakatani. Nakatani survived the hurricane the last time out. He will not survive Teofimo Lopez on Friday, July 19th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two still to come. That's right. Hour number two live on Sports Byline iHeartRadio. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two.